Netflix breaks silence on Emilia Perez scandal over transgender star, it's such a bummer. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 15, 2025. Netflix broke its silence on the scandal surrounding its Drug Cartel musical, Emilia Perez, in which the film's transgender star, Carla Sofia Gascon, has come under fire for his previous social media posts disparaging Muslims, the Chinese, and black people. It's such a bummer, an executive for the streaming giant said. I think it's really a bummer for the 100 incredibly talented people who made an amazing movie. Netflix's chief content officer Bala Bajaria said during Friday's episode of The Town podcast after being asked about Gascon's previous social media posts. And if you look at the nominations, and all of this awards love it's received. I think it's such a bummer that it has distracted from that, Netflix's chief content officer added. Bajaria went on to say, it really has kind of taken the conversation in a different way. From this incredible movie that Jacques Audiard, who is an incredible director, has made. To me, it really is a bummer for a lot of the people. Like, Gascon's co-stars, Zoe Saldana, and Selena Gomez, and in our awards team did an incredible campaign for that movie, the Netflix executive added. After being asked if Netflix will vet its talent a little more closely moving forward, Bajaria replied that while it is not really common practice to vet actors past social media posts, a lot of people at Netflix are now re-evaluating the process. I do think it is raising questions for a lot of people about re-evaluating that process, she said. I think we're all having conversations about that. But Bajaria suggested that re-evaluating Netflix's vetting process might be met with some difficulty. Adding, are we going to actually look at people's personal social media of the tens of thousands of people every single day around the world, given the amount of original film and TV that we make? And licensing and co-productions? I think once you extrapolate it in a bigger, practical sort of way, and these are people's personal social media, it raises a lot of questions for people about what should that process look like, Bajaria said. But I still think that the hardest thing is that it really does kind of distract from a movie that is so special. The Netflix executive added of the Drug Lord musical about a Mexican cartel boss who transitions to life as a woman. Nonetheless, Bajaria said, if you ask me today, knowing everything I know, we would still buy the movie today. Even knowing the tweets are out there? The Town podcast host Matthew Baloney asked, to which Bajaria replied, that movie is incredible, and it's creative, and it's bold. And that's what you want, she added. You want to take those big swings. And so, yes, there's incredibly talented people who made that movie that, by the way, resonated with a lot of people this year. Notably, Emilia Perez garnered 13 Academy Award nominations, with Gascon being the first transgender actor to be nominated for an Oscar. As Breitbart News reported, Netflix's Emilia Perez director Jacques Audiard disavowed Gascon for his past social media posts and threatened to derail the trans actor's campaign for Best Actress. I haven't spoken to him, and I don't want to, Audiard told Deadline. He is in a self-destructive approach that I can't interfere in. And I really don't understand why he's continuing. Why is he harming herself? Why? I don't understand it, and what I don't understand about this, too, is why he's harming people who were very close to him, the director added. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.